This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Over the last few weeks, it's been my honour to be part of a camera crew, a director, cameraman, and myself as the presenter of some films that we're calling 3 Minutes with a Local. And we're talking to different locals in the Douglas Shire and just letting the locals know and visitors know what we have in the region and some of the characters, some of the people we have in the region who work every single day to make our Shire better, and of course making it better for then visitors to come. And it helps our economy, it helps us in a mental sense as well, just knowing that people are out there working hard to improve our community, improve it for everybody. Mac is our cameraman, our director is Chris Beckwith. First of all, our very first one was Charlie on the Daintree Ferry, which we'll present the podcast right after we talk. That was a fun day and a start really to something that'll bring something to the locals and the people here in the Douglas Shire.
I think people who are down south, they're looking for a tree change or a sea change, somewhere to get escape from the urban confusion they're going through at the moment, and this is a way for them to see a chance of what they can do when they head north. We've done 12 so far, and I think a year's worth will be 52. And hopefully in that period it just gives people the opportunity of maybe getting people to come and live here. And I'm sure there's some great opportunities for people to take on. A lot of people down south have got some clever ideas, and let's hope they come here and are able to employ people and be part of our lives here.
Mm. Because there are people that we interview that have been here all their life. Clint the farmer, for example, generations of cane farmers. But there are also other peoples like Grant that we spoke to,
yes,
down at 4 Mile Beach, who came from other parts of the world, but they would never leave.
No, I think some people have found their paradise, haven't they? And you can see it by the way they talk. You know, they talk about the blues and the greens. You know, it really is the air they breathe. There's a whole reason to be here. It's yeah. Very special.
Now, Mac's been doing all of the drone work and the camera work. I'll go over and talk to him for the moment. You're our drone flyer. We have such a beautiful landscape here, don't we?
Yeah, we do have a beautiful landscape in here. That's why I love, staying in here, getting good shots, because everything is so scenery. The good is so... It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know you're one of the easiest cameramen I've ever worked with?
There's a lot of professionals out there, but yeah, I'm just trying to be, good as I can.
Yes. Yeah. No, but you're so calm. I've worked with cameramen who sort of throw a tizzy, and you've got to calm them down. But you just, you're so relaxed.
My attitude, just to be calm and everything, so we could work flawlessly. No, not on a hurry. Yeah.
I'm a drone flyer. Marion and I, my wife and I, had a drone business where we flew drones. But I tell you what, you are a good drone pilot.
Well, thank you for that. And yeah, it takes a lot of time to practice. That's why I keep doing it. So,
well, thank you very much, Mac. And what a landscape he has to paint here onto his canvas, onto his drone canvas.
It's the number one location for the north. It's just beautiful. I love working here. I worked in locations for 24 years down in Sydney, and this is just, there's a palette here, it's just everywhere. It's just great.
Mm. We should mention too, the Douglas Shire Council completely behind these small films, talking to the locals.
They're very supportive. They see the need to move past what tourism can provide now and come up with new ideas, and hopefully this works.
With Charlie at the moment at the Daintree Ferry. Charlie, you were just saying you're feeling like it's quite upbeat at the moment, that more people coming onto the ferry.
There's a lot more travellers, which is great, which is really good to see, and a lot more people enjoying the area, really. So it's a lot more relaxed.
We love seeing you on the ferry because you're always so very friendly, but and you look after the visitors. But you were telling me earlier that the locals become like family. You talk about the brothers and sisters and what they're up to and all of that.
They're great people over here. They're unique and just absolute great people. So, yeah, it's a joy to work with them. It really is. And, yeah, it's a big part of life and it's a big part of the area. So
When you grew up in Sydney, whereabouts? Around Kogra way?
Kogra and a little bit in Paddington. And I chefed all around the place there in all different restaurants. So,
Give me a restaurant. Where did you chef?
I worked at Bayswater Brasserie in King's Cross. And
I know that one.
It's a nice restaurant. It's a lovely restaurant. Back in the days, I was an apprentice then, back in early days, so yeah, it was great. It was a top place. Yeah.
But you don't do chefing up here. You're working on the ferry. Why did you change occupation?
It's a great job. Plus up here, it's I just got a bit tired of chefing for so long, and just said to myself, I need a change. This change is as good as a holiday. So I started working on the boat. So. Which is great, and it's a good job. It's a great job. So
some people would say, "Oh, gee, back and forth." You know, you'd get bored.
Yeah, no, there's so much here to see. There's so much. The environment's just awesome. And there's always something that keeps you occupied. You know, you're always talking to people or keeping yourself amused as much as you can, or doing maintenance on the boat at night time, especially, and those sort of things. You always can. Can keep yourself occupied as much as you can.
And of course, there's always people from somewhere in Australia or somewhere in the world.
Yeah, always. You get different people, different countries. It's amazing how many cultures come on here. So, yeah, it's great. It is. It's really good. And it just shows with the area how many people want to come and see the Daintree forest and the lovely jungle and have a great time up here with all the beaches and the weather. And it's, you can understand why people do come here. But.
And what do you do in your spare time?
A bit of fishing. Yeah, do a bit of fishing.
What sort of fishing? Whereabouts?
Oh, I go down because I live in Kuya, so I do a little bit of beach fishing and go out on boats and things like that and do a bit of river fishing, a bit of crabbing, have a lot of barbies and that with friends and family. So, yeah, it's good. It's relaxing. It's a great atmosphere living up here. It's, you know, it's unique.
Do you know your favourite saying is when we come on board, you say, love your work. Where did that come from?
It just comes from chefing, like in the days where, you know, just people doing their job. And when they do a good thing, it's just, I just love your work. You know, that's just, it's just brilliant. Like, good on you. Like, this is great. It's just a different way of saying it. And then people start saying it back. And yeah, it's just great. Yeah.
You know, on behalf of the Shire and the people who use this ferry, thank you for putting a smile on our face when we come to go across the river.
It's a pleasure, always. Yeah, I love it. And I hope everybody enjoys it too.